Our opening hymn is page 11 in the other songbook, Because He Lives. Next is the affirmation of baptism. In the name of the triune God, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, thanks, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water, you nourish and sustain us and all living things. By the water of the flood, you condemned the wicked and saved those whom you had chosen, Noah, and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea, out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son, free from the bondage to sin and death, and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that those who are baptized may be given new life. Wash away the sins of all those who are cleansed by this water and bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. Be given praise and honor, glory and worship through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in holy baptism, our Lord Jesus the Christ received you and made you members of his church. In the community of God's people, you have learned from his word God's loving purpose for you and all creation. You have been nourished at his holy table and called to be witnesses to the gospel of Jesus the Christ. Do you intend in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism to live among God's faithful people, to hear God's word and share in Christ's supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and the Spirit, you have made these people your own. You forgive them all their sins and newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, through Jesus the Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Please pray with me. O God, our Shepherd, you know your sheep and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice, that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house, through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The next hymn is 502 in the ELW. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
Thank you. The first reading is from Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone. Wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing Psalm 23. It's found on page 778 in the red hymnal. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 1 Peter 2, verses 19 through 25. For it is to your credit if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, where is the credit in that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to be called because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is hymn 213 in the Old Songbook. Please rise. The Gospel for today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is from the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
The next hymn is hymn 114 in the other songbook.
Join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. M is 621 in the ELW, and you may be seated.
Thank you.
the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. You are the shepherd who gathers us in your mighty and loving arms. Help your church to listen for your voice, especially when the voices of sin, idolatry, and oppression threaten to overcome. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
The green pastures, still waters, and dark valleys of this earth all belong to you, O Lord. Sustain your creation with a love that is both mighty and just. Where there is destruction, bring healing. Where there is desolation, bring abundance. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You proclaim shepherding love, comfort, and protection for all people and all creation. Direct leaders in our own time to learn from your example and instruction. Give hearts that they generously seek the good of all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You journey with us wherever our paths may lead. We pray for those feeling overwhelmed by anxiety or depression or suffering in any way. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You are the sheep gate that gives safety to your beloved flocks. Provide protection for refugees, victims of domestic violence, those who are imprisoned, and all people who are vulnerable to violence and mistreatment. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You call your sheep by name and lead them through the valley of death. We give you thanks for those who have died and now dwell in your house forever. Be with those who mourn and give them hope in the promise of resurrection. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Will you join me in the Lord's Prayer, please? Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our next hymn is Freely, Freely, number 47 in the OSB.
Thank you.
peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Time for the announcements.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today, in the church year, is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Special welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Evan Gallegos, Dale Moracle, Robin Herndon. This week at St. John's, readings and prayers page with this week's events scheduled there. There are many events coming up the days ahead. Cleanup day has been scheduled for Saturday, May 20th. If you see or know things that need to be cleaned up or taken care of, please write them on the cleanup sheet outside the office. We will put the quilts out on the pews Friday morning at 9 a.m. If you would like to help, please come. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or ones found here? Thank you.
I have one. Next week there will be a real pastor. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. The recessional hymn is 789.